Now, friends, we're seeing that Solomon is making here another experiment in life. He's trying everything. He's pulled out all the stops and trying everything that is under the sun, that is, that's man-made, that men attempt to do to see if they won't bring satisfaction in life. Now, fatalism is a viewpoint of life. It is a viewpoint that grits your teeth, and it's not a very helpful or comforting viewpoint, but it does enable man to face life and recognize that it's rugged, it's hard, and they say, well, if you're going to get on an airplane and it goes down, well, that's the way it was to be. You couldn't keep from it, so why not get on board and grit your teeth and go on? And that's the way that this sort of thing works in the lives of these men. And let me read now some verses here that reveal this attitude, that you're to just take whatever comes now. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Now, that is the viewpoint as it is expressed. Great many say, take life as it comes. There is a time to get and a time to lose. So you put up so much money and played the stock market and you lost. Well, that's the way it was to be. There's a time to win, a time to lose. And you were a traveling man away from home, and this woman, she was easy to get, and you invited her up to your room. Well, after all, there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Something came along, I see nothing wrong in that. That's the philosophy of life today. It's fatalism. It's looking at life like that. It's the philosophy of Buddhism. It is the philosophy, actually, of Platonism. And it is the philosophy of several of the cults today, which I won't name, but that's their philosophy. That is expressed in these words here.